Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. With temperatures getting warmer out now, an organization that grades beaches in the Long Island Sound has come out with its report on the water quality, since everybody will soon be, you know, flocking down to the beaches and everything. Sophia Hall says everything is everything, except for a couple of trouble spots there.
Talk about a beautiful beach. Hobart Beach here in Northport. The water is so clean, it looks like sparkling diamonds are throughout. This beachgoer had on her sun hat.
Look at this water. It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's shiny. It's like, you know, bright.
And this got an A-plus rating from Save the Sound, which grades the water quality. The organization collects samples to check for bacteria in the water.
Nice to be here. I saw, you know, they keep clean.
Some other nearby beaches got C ratings, including Ashtabula and Wincoma Beach. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
So, Winds family, you notice all of our reporters, Sophia Hall, who we got, Mary Lynn Buckley, that old Amanda Alexander, they're all doing these stories down on the beaches this week. Are they trying to get a free swim? They're going to kill me for that. From Long Island to Staten Island now, on a serious note, two firefighters in serious condition after battling a house fire. This is in Oakwood Heights this afternoon. That blaze broke out about 1 o'clock on the deck of a house right there at 150 Adelaide Avenue. It was placed under control about an hour later. Two residents and two other firefighters suffered minor injuries. No word yet on the cause. Again, two of our bravest have been injured, serious injuries, we're told this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on that. A Brooklyn mother convicted of drowning her three young children has been sentenced to 20 years to life in prison now. In the overnight hours of September 12, 2022, Aaron Murdy, who was 30 at the time, took the kids to Coney Island Beach, drowned them in the ocean. They were 7, 4, and 3 months old. Murdy pleaded guilty to murder back in March. Why she did it remains unclear, though. Authorities at the time had looked into whether, you know, postpartum or something had kicked in, played a role. Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez says the children were taken in the most heartbreaking and unthinkable way, adding, "We sought the strongest possible accountability in this devastating case," but she never did say why she did that. City Council going back to the table now after deciding not to override Mayor Mamdani's buffer zone zero veto, which would have required police to come up with security plans for protests at schools.
The council is addressing the mayor's concern that the bill might restrict protests at places like libraries and teaching hospitals. Council Speaker Julie Menin says the new bill will only apply to early childhood education sites and most K-12 schools.
The bill applies if there is physical obstruction of the entrance, if there is injury, intimidation.
She sees it as NYPD transparency and accountability on how they handle those protests. Public advocate Monty Williams says the bill is unnecessary.
We don't want to make interaction between law enforcement and New Yorkers any more than it has to be.
He's worried about young people feeling afraid to speak up. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Two men in Queens arrested for running a drug trafficking ring which operated near an elementary school. Prosecutors say 47-year-old Jason Alvarez and 43-year-old Christopher Sanchez sold cocaine near PS908Q in Corona. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they showed a complete disregard for children's safety. And if that wasn't bad enough, Tisch says one of the suspects even brought his two young children with him on a drug deal. This guy. Police recovered nearly 3 keys of cocaine and more than $93,000 in cash during their 17-month investigation. Both men now facing multiple felony drug charges and could face more than 20 years on the yard if they're convicted. AccuWeather says, yeah, we got a little thunderstorm coming in late this afternoon and evening, which can produce damaging winds, hail, and flooding downpours. Otherwise, later tonight, mostly cloudy and cooler with a shower or two. Late, we'll get down to 58. Right now, 91 degrees in Central Park. A teenager arrested in connection to the murder of a 15-year-old boy in St. Albans, Queens last month.
It was a story that grabbed the city back in April. Jaden Pierre, just 15, his last moments defenseless at Roy Wilkins Park.
Jaden was on the ground. He was dragged to the ground, returned to his feet, his back against a fence, and was hit again.
Queens DA Melinda Katz there. She says the shooter,
Zahir Davis, as we allege in our indictment, brought out a gun from a bag and shot him, and he was killed.
Well, now he's facing a slew of charges, including murder and gang assault. Before police found him, though, he fled to Jamaica.
But I will tell you that he's here, he's facing charges, he'll face accountability for this.
If Davis is convicted, he's looking at about 25 years to life in prison. He's currently 18. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, in the newsroom.
Another teen was charged earlier this month for gang assault. Cops are still looking for more suspects in this case. A motive for the shooting not yet known. A group of teens had been at the park for a water gun fight, which was advertised on social media. Okay, so now's your chance to dance with Shakira. The Colombian singer is looking for backup dancers to join her on stage during her World Cup final halftime show at MetLife. So in an Instagram post, she says she came up with the idea after watching all the fan videos made for her World Cup anthem here, Die Die.
I want that moment to be special to all of us. I want it to be unforgettable. That's why I've decided to invite as many of you as I can to dance with me at the finals.
Yeah, so how can you join? Well, it's not really clear. Shakira is urging fans to keep submitting videos and says she'll be watching them very, very closely. The Hips Don't Lie singer has already revealed that she invited the viral dance troupe from Uganda, known as the Ghetto Kids, to join her on stage. BTS and Madonna will also perform at the halftime show on July the 19th. I think I might just try out for this little old show. Don't laugh. I once tried out for Madonna's show, but you know, I'd have really gotten involved in it, but they never have my size in the outfits, a petite. Don't worry about it. In other news, on this Wednesday, a Brooklyn serial killer convicted of murdering three senior women will spend the rest of his life behind bars. 71-year-old Kevin Gavin pleaded guilty earlier this year to killing the women. This was inside the Woodson houses in Brownsville. Prosecutors say the murders happened between 2015 and 2021 while Gavin had been working as a handyman. The women, all in their late 70s and early 80s, were either stabbed, beaten, or strangled in separate incidents. Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez called the crimes acts of shocking depravity and cruelty. Gavin's been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. Meantime, there are renewed calls tonight for former Mayor Eric Adams to be prosecuted on corruption charges. The government watchdog Citizens Union wants Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg to investigate the allegations, which include bribery, illegal campaign donations, and campaign finance fraud. Grace Rao is the group's executive director.
It is within the public's interest that the alleged conduct by Mayor Adams be fully investigated and, if warranted, adjudicated in a court of law. Bottom line, major corruption issues should not be shielded from accountability simply because of a politically motivated decision to halt an indictment.
Federal prosecutors had charged Adams in 2024, you'll recall, but you know the Justice Department swooped in and moved to dismiss the case, Pam Bondi, arguing it interfered with President Trump's immigration agenda. It's unlikely the case will be reopened with Trump appointee Jay Clayton serving as Manhattan's top federal prosecutor. In a statement, Bragg's office says they appreciate the outreach, but prosecutors had already considered all feasible avenues suggested by the group at the time of his federal dismissal. Big things popping up in the Bronx, everybody. Our friends D.A. Darcy Clark and Borough President Vanessa L. Gibson say, come on up here to the Bronx Riviera. A revamped Orchard Beach Pavilion finally open again after getting a massive 17-year makeover.
The historic Orchard Beach Pavilion is no longer covered in scaffolding and has been transformed into a Bronx Riviera.
This is a perfect opportunity on this beautiful day to start the beach season.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson tells us there's concessions, a public restroom building, and plenty of shady spaces to cool off.
Over $100 million invested right here in this pavilion to preserve our beach, to ensure that the Bronx is prioritized, and to give all of our families the absolute beach experience, right?
It's now open to the public just in time for Memorial Day weekend. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Orchard Beach.
All right, the Bronx Riviera. A Long Island man sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for beating a man to death outside a Hempstead Chuck E. Cheese. 64-year-old Dennis Ray, who also goes by the name of Midnight, was convicted of murder by a jury for killing 59-year-old Jose Osma. Prosecutors say Ray and another man robbed and beat Osma behind the restaurant on the night of April 21st, 2022. His unconscious body wasn't found until the next morning. Osma slipped in and out of a coma several times, they say, after the assault, and underwent five separate brain surgeries. He died a year later. The other suspect, Terrell Guthrie, pleaded guilty to manslaughter and was sentenced to 18 years behind bars.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.